In the year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the show. All right, folks, got a few little housekeeping items to go through. Get real busy today. RBN still needs your help to stay on the air. If you can afford anything at all, please visit republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate link. Even if you can only kick in $5 a month, it all helps. So, please do your part and help keep RBN as well as Ori and I on the air. Okay, last week I mentioned the email alert system. I want to go through that one more time just so everybody knows it exists. This is the system that Ori and I and John Moore use to let our subscribers know when something's up that has potential to be life-altering and might be coming down the pike. John is most likely to send out intel he's received from trusted sources, and Lori and I send out things that are agricultural-related, environment-related, and or geopolitical in nature. We never send out advertisements or anything like this on this mailing list because you're paying for it. Now, if you're interested in having access to this list, go to ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Top left page, or top left of every page, there's a red link. And click on that link. It says alerts. And you can read everything about it. Now, if you sign up now, you get in on the price of just $1 a month or $12 a year. When you sign up, you have your choice of which one to do. Now, we've been talking about it, and I think we're going to have to raise the prices sometime towards the end of the summer. So if you want in on it, folks, grab it while you can. All right, next week's guest is scheduled to be Don Wiskin. He's the owner of Extendivite, an incredible product. I don't know if we're going to have him for an hour or not. I mean, an hour or two or just an hour. I'd love to have him for the full 2 hours. He's a great guy and really fun to talk to. Later on this month, I'm going to be filling in for John Moore on his daily show, the John Moore Show. I'm going to try to give you guys a date. I'm pretty sure I got it right. Yeah, it should be the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Or I'm sorry, 19th, 20th, and 21st. And then the 24th of July. So I'll be filling in for John. We'll have the regular guest and stick to pretty much the same format. So, Lori, anything you're looking at today?
No, not really.
Okay, well, there's a lot going on in the world, especially yesterday, and some of it's starting today. Of course, I'm sure everybody's aware of the communist and anarchist rioting in Hamburg, Germany, for the G20 summit. I guess the very idea of world leaders getting together and making decisions rubs them the wrong way. I can see their point, but I can't see burning down their city in protest. There's been about 200 police officers hurt, millions and millions of dollars worth of property damage. So apparently the cops are expecting it again today, too. contrary to popular belief, which I even believed, I thought the day before yesterday I saw the Army being deployed, but the German government denies it emphatically. But to me, it looked like the German Army. But we'll see what happens. I do know I've seen pictures this morning of the police with long guns, which is a change. It just started happening apparently yesterday evening our time. Maybe they've had enough. I know a lot of cops have been hurt. Some of them have been hit by bricks. Some of them have been hit by firecrackers in the face. And bunches of them have been hit by paving stones and rocks and bricks and stuff. But hopefully it'll be quieter tonight. Mosul, Iraq. Apparently the Iraqi forces have got the ISIS fighters pinned down to an area that looks on to me on the map probably equivalent of 6 or 8 square blocks. They're saying Mosul will be fully liberated within hours. I don't know if that's propaganda or if it's real, but if it's real, good for the Iraqis. Get those people out of there. Venezuela continues to spiral wildly out of control. It's a real mess. Pro-Maduro supporters, pro-government supporters raided the assembly, the National Assembly. I guess that would be the equivalent to our House of Representatives here in the U.S. 5 or 6 lawmakers injured, but none of them apparently very seriously. This morning I woke up and saw pictures of downtown Caracas with a body laying in the street, and this makes the number 100 and something from what I understand since the 1st of April. Don't think it can happen here, folks. It can. I hope it doesn't, but it can. Of course, we all know about the North Korea launch of an ICBM on July 4th, our Independence Day. Trump has not really taken any strong action other than launching some surface-to-surface missiles in a show of strength and having two of our B-2 bombers participate with South Korean air forces at a bombing range near the border. So that's pretty much the bigger things going on in the world. All right, folks, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Of course, Horry's and my forte are agriculture and prepping and survivalism, whatever you want to call it. But we'll talk about anything you want, be it geopolitical or, you know, how to put weight on a sow. You know, we'll go any way you want. Anything in particular you want to talk about today, Lori?
No, not really. I just noticed where the media was reacting to Trump and Putin's meeting, but, you know, they react to everything he does.
Well, you know, the part I love about it is, you know, it's funny when these two guys can get together without their staff dictating their policies and without their cabinet members telling them how things has to be, they can actually sit down and work something out, you know, to wit, a ceasefire taking effect here in 12 or 14 hours in the southwest portion of Syria. You know, a two-hour meeting and they've already got a ceasefire worked out without people, you know, telling them what to do. So I think that's a good thing, don't you?
I think it's a very good thing. You know, people stop fighting. That'd be nice.
Well, you know, the thing is, Russia and the U.S. make natural allies. They really do make natural allies. You know, both the U.S. and Russia are fighting the Islamic State. They are both fighting radical Islam, which in reality is the only kind of Islam there is. If the people that may be in question are true believers, that's the only thing there is radical Islam. And, you know, and both countries are fighting for the same things. You know, Russia does not have to be the enemy. And as you well know, I spent my entire military career trying to counter the Russians, but I'm no great fan, as is evidenced by my whole life. But, you know, if we can be friends, why not be friends? You there, Ori?
Well, yeah, it would probably make life a lot easier if everyone could just get, but we all know that that's not going to happen.
Well, no, it's not. Not right now. But I think it has the potential. You know, right now our entire Democratic Party at the federal level is trying to blame Russia for everything, including Hillary losing the election. You know, and they certainly want to demonize Russia.
Oh, well. And, they need to get over that.
I agree. You know, and Trump even flat out asked Putin, I guess it was one of the first subjects that they discussed, if he ordered the interference in U.S. elections, and Putin flat out denied it. I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but I've got a feeling he is. You know, we know, though, that if Hillary had been elected, that was the equivalent of a declaration of war as far as Russia was concerned, and all I can say is thank goodness she didn't get there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that would have been a mess. Not to mention, you know, the damage. Go ahead, Ori.
No, I was just thinking, you know, he's still pressing NATO nations to pay their fair share for defense instead of, like, the U.S. picking it up, which I think is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I agree, you know, 100%. You know, in reality, folks, a full-scale nuclear war would be hard for anyone, even people like Ori and I that live way out in the sticks. It would make life very hard and potentially unsurvivable, depending on wind patterns, depending on targeting, and depending on yield. You know, we've got some of these armchair warriors who think it'd be great if we went to war with Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen war, and there ain't nothing great about it. You know, if you have a representative in Congress or a senator that has some pull, write to them. Ask them to help, you know, to back Trump on this reapproachment to Russia. Maybe we can do away with some of these hostilities and keep an accident from happening. Anyway, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You pick the subject, we'll discuss it. So go ahead and give us a call. I'd also like to ask people that if they're going to call,
not to wait to the last 30 seconds or 30 minutes, because then we run out of time.
Exactly. Every time. We almost always have a caller we can't get to. Anyway, like I said, number is 800-313-9443. Okay, Lori, what are our plans for this weekend, or do we have any?
Well, actually,
go ahead.
Since our last show, our son came to visit, the one who's in the Army. So we really didn't make any plans for this weekend just in case he was still going to be here. But they went home. So nothing really to do, babe, except, you know, maybe get some more work done outside.
That's what I was wondering, if you had anything scheduled. All I can do is sit on the porch and watch. I didn't know if we had anything scheduled to attempt or not.
No, more maintenance stuff outside, getting a few of those done. But other than that, nothing really. Probably just get a few of those things done and kind of take it easy.
Well, I'll tell you, what I'd like to do is go up to the farmer's market and buy us some vegetables so I can start canning again. Even though I'm in a wheelchair, I can still do it. You know, it might be a pain in the butt, but at least I can accomplish something. That's what I'd like to do. Don't know if it'll happen. That's what I'd like.
That's what you'd like to do?
Mm. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. I enjoy canning them.
Oh, this is true. You do. You're one of those men who like to be in the kitchen.
Yep.
And I'm one of those wives who really don't want to be in the kitchen. It works out well.
Don't worry, we got a caller.
Awesome.
We got Bob in Michigan on line 5. Good morning, Bob in Michigan. How you doing today?
It's a bright sunny day up here. I just hope they don't start putting these white stripes all over the sky, because it's a beautiful day.
Oh, it is. I was thinking about those chemtrails this morning. How nice and blue the sky was instead of normal off white.
Yeah, kind of blah looking
color. Yeah,
sun bleached blue. Anyway,
right, go ahead.
Some information has been bothering me. Mike Herzog had a very dynamic program. But at any rate, he reported, what's today? Saturday? I think it was Monday or Tuesday. That G. Edward Griffin reported that Trump spent the 4th of July with George Soros. Have you heard anything about that?
I heard a little bit about it, but I get copied on email this daily schedule.
Uh-huh.
And I read every one just to see if there's anything like that. And I think I would have remembered seeing that, unless it was off-calendar event. You know, I know his son-in-law, Kushner there, however you say his name, with George Soros multiple times, but I don't think he's done so during the administration. I don't know. I could be wrong with that. Of course, anybody has any further information, give us a call. But, I've heard little parts of that, but I just don't buy it. I don't think it's true.
It would be so negative in terms of his, what do you want to call it, credibility?
Right.
Speaking of Trump. And,
right. I agree.
I have moved from being a solid Trump supporter to kind of sitting on the fence. With guys like Kirshner in there and some of the people that some of the holdovers from Obama, they ought
right.
to just take a vacuum cleaner and clean the whole place out and start over again.
Well,
that
is what he has done, especially at the State Department. In fact, foreign diplomats are now complaining that the undersecretaries and all that he's gotten rid of have not
really
been replaced, and they don't know where to go to get the information. So what they're admitting to is just following his tweets all the time, trying to figure out where Trump is at. And, I think he might have cleaned house a little too quick. And, it should have been one-for-one replacement.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't remember what floor. Let's just call it the top floor of the State Department is basically vacant. And the people that are filling in those positions don't have the authority to, state policy. And apparently there's a lot of foreign diplomats that are and ambassadors assigned to the United States that just don't have a clue which way to go because those people aren't there anymore.
Yeah, they ought to get rid of that Haley broad.
Nikki Haley?
Yeah, oh, God, what a disaster she is.
Well,
why in the world?
The one thing I can say in her credit is she speaks her mind.
Well, such as it is, I suppose that's something to think about, but I don't understand where she's coming from. Everything else.
Yeah, well, remember, though, what she's doing is the bidding of Trump. She's doing what she's told to do. I've got a feeling if she went out there and, said something Trump was against, she'd probably be looking for a new job.
Well, I that's what leads me on the fence, is this negativism that she has. And I just, you know, for somebody that stumped on the campaign trail about getting out of here and getting out of there and bringing our troops home and all this kind of stuff, and then for her to come across like that and then to try and justify that as well, she's doing what Trump tells her to do, I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't either, and we may never know, Bob. You know, that's the whole thing. That's the same reason I'm on the fence, just like you are. But as far as Trump pulling out of everywhere, you know, be it Afghanistan, Syria, or whatever, Philippines, you know, yes, we all wish he would do it. My question is he allowed to actually do it? You know, that's the whole thing. You know, the president is not, you know, all-powerful, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, he could be if he could get rid of the, what are they calling it, the secret
deep state.
Yeah, the deep state. I mean, they had an interesting thing on Ancient Aliens last night, where they got into how Truman set up the CIA and a. Gosh, what the heck did they call it? Something 12. Anyway, a group of 12 men that initially were supposed to hush up any UFO incidents.
Yeah,
you know, blame them on weather balloons and so on.
Talking about.
What's that?
Majestic 12 is what
you're
talking about.
Yeah, MJ 12. Yeah, Majestic 12. And I forgot where I was going with this, but at any rate, it evolved into a very powerful CIA, and Eisenhower, it went back as far as Eisenhower. He didn't know what to do about it.
Right.
Which turned out to be nothing is what he did about it. And now here we're at this situation where I don't know, like you, I don't know what the hell can be done about it.
I don't either, buddy.
I mean... These people are evil, in my opinion. So anyway, they don't seem to have the ordinary individual or the proper fate of the nation at mind. Anyway, thank you for your time.
All right, enjoyed it, Bob. You call back any time. All right, next we go to Todd in Texas on line 3. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Tim and Lori. Good to hear you, strong sir, after going through your, and it's true, you're still going through it, but I'm glad to hear you both on the radio together again.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
I'll definitely enjoy that, yes.
I have a few things I'll try to burn through real quick here with you. First one is, I haven't been able to do my daily regimen of RBN and GCN and sometimes some opposition research, if you will. I took a long vacation for me, and my wife and I went and visited some family in Gulfport, Mississippi, and it was a 10-day vacation on the road. So I didn't have any time to digest any of my normal stuff that I listened to during the day, which was nice. And I want to just tell the audience out there, if you're like me and you spend a lot of time digesting information over the radio and on these talk programs and all that, give yourself a break every once in a while. It really is...
It's
really a nice
Todd.
Thing to unplug for a minute.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
2 years ago next month, Lori and I took our first vacation in well over 25 years, and it was incredibly nice, Todd. It was just wonderful.
Okay, no worries. It's hard to catch my name. It's Ty, T-Y. Ty.
I'm sorry. I was just looking at what was on the screen here in front of me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, very common. We've talked before. I just wanted to let you know who you're talking to. Hey, I got a question for you about your guest. I thought I heard, and then I want to jump back over to this talk radio thing. Did I hear you say you have the gentleman from Extendivite coming on?
Yeah, next week. I just don't know if it's going to be for an hour or 2 hours yet, and I'm not sure he knows yet. But yes, Don Wiskin on next week.
Well, I'll call in next week. If it was going to be today, I was going to ask a favor of you to ask him a question for me, but I'll do it myself next week. I just started taking that, and I've noticed some lymph node swelling in my neck and in my armpits, and I was wondering if he would confirm what my thoughts are, and that's just that it's causing some detoxification.
Well,
but we'll talk about that next week.
I guess that's possible. I don't know, but we'll make sure the question gets asked. But please call in next week. Absolutely.
Yeah, I sure will. So back to this, I was mentioning, the daily regimen of listening to talk radio on the internet and whatever, where all the different places you can find it. You know, that for me goes way back to Rush Limbaugh when I was in high school, and I would listen to him with my dad whenever we'd work out on the property and stuff. We'd throw a little AM radio on and, burn cedar trees or whatever. So, I mean, that was my beginning in accepting information auditorially. And it's graduated over through so many things. I mean, there's not a guest I'm not familiar with on RBN. There's not a guest I'm not familiar with on GCN. Obviously don't have time to listen to all of them, but I know who they are, and I find them all fascinating in their own right. It doesn't just start and end with Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones, I guess is where I'm going with this. I'm a big fan of James McCanney. I mean, there's just so many places to get information. So what I want to get your take on, I'm going somewhere with this, what I want to get your take on is something that's been fascinating me recently, and that is the amped up frequency of different hosts attacking Alex Jones, which is fine. I really could care less. This is really just a fascination, not me carrying water for Jones or anything like that. He does his thing, and some of it's good, some of it's bad, whatever. But I just find it interesting, and you may not have the time to do all the listening like I do, but everything from he's working for the Jews to he's CIA and all of his family is CIA and FBI and he's on in it. And why just the host just before you, it blew me away. I was like, no way. I can't remember his name, but he had a caller call in and they were kicking the football around on how is it that Jones is the only one out there in the Liberty Movement. And to quote what he said, that he get 95% of the other Liberty Movement cannot get funding. Only Jones and a couple other, name a couple others. And so they kicked that one around on how kind of unfair that is and why that is. And when I reel back to, it's probably been a month or two, really how long back, it doesn't matter. I was listening to Stattmiller, and I really find his presentation awesome. I love the way he puts information out and all that, but I've only listened to him about seven or eight times. And out of that, three of those, when I tuned in, he was giving hell to Jones, which, again, is fine, but what really threw me off there is he being the arbiter, the beginner, the supposedly the godfather of talk radio, and he's just up the road from me here in Texas.
Right.
He, on one occasion, was talking very poorly about Jones's now ex-wife. Then on the second occasion, he's talking about how his new wife is a stripper whore. Then on the third occasion, he goes into the finances. I want to hear what y'all think about this, because I find it interesting to watch the Liberty Movement
to break
each other.
We've got a bottom-of-the-hour break right now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes, and we're going to go to Jerry in Chicago and Rick in Missouri after Ty finishes her decision.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Rural Survival on IBN, and we have caller's choice. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, the number is 1-800-313-9443. And we're speaking with Ty in Texas. Ty, are you still there?
I sure am.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll kind of package this together a little more succinctly, hopefully. So the point being, in all these years, 20-plus years, more than that, 30 years maybe, I've been listening to radio and 15 listening to Jones. You know, hearing him get attacked is normal, and it's fine. Maybe he works for the Jews. Maybe he doesn't. Hell, I don't know. I don't think anybody else does. But the frequency has increased, and I find it discouraging because we've got a lot of other things to do as a group of like-minded people than pick apart those who, like it or not, are really at the head of the stream there fighting the fight. And when I hear folks like John Stadtmiller, just saying disparaging things about, you know, his choice of spouse and then complain about funding frequently and in the same show complain about nobody calling in, despite the excellent piece that Michael Rivero reads requesting funding for RV. And when I hear all that and I'm just standing on the outside looking in, I want to apply Occam's razor to it and just say this is a simple case of one person or a group of people looking at another who is successful and not liking it and not liking how they got there and maybe knowing that person personally and having some problems with them, but not spending the time looking themselves in the mirror and going, okay, I don't like that guy. I don't like how much money he's making. I don't like who he's married to. I don't like that he's doing better than me, but you know what? I need to focus on me. And that's what I see just from the outside looking in. I don't know all the personal details, and I really don't care. What I love is all of the different people and their ideas on how to take this country back, not pick each other apart on things that really don't matter. And it's just discouraging. It upset me a little bit, not because I like Alex Jones, really, because I like RBN. And I like how I've graduated from, you know, thinking that Jones was the only one out there 10 years ago to going, wow, look at all these other voices and all these other people and all these other, you know, competing ideas in a similar arena trying to get to the same point. That's awesome. And when I see the frequency of this attack going on, it just makes me wonder, because I never have yet to have anybody produce a shred of proof on their accusation. I mean, you've got one talk show host saying the dude is broke on RBN and he doesn't have enough money and he can't put it together and he's struggling. And then on the outside looking in, it's like, no, I don't see that. Oh, he works for the Jews and he doesn't want to. No, I hear him consistently make statements that all of the mafias are bad. So anyways, I could go on with this, but I want to get y'all's take, and hopefully some of the other callers can chime in.
All right. Well, Ty, we really appreciate your call, and I understand what you're talking about. I will give my opinion and let Lori give hers. My opinion is simple. At only 2 hours a week, I don't got time to tear down anybody else. I do what I can do to try to help people, and that's the bottom line. I'm not going after Jones. I'm not going after Hagman and Hagman. I'm not going after Dave Hodges. I've got my personal opinions, but I will keep them to myself and just do the best jobs that I can do, Ty.
Or well, and that's classy. That's classy of you, and I think that's how we should all operate.
Well, I do my best to operate that way, which I think is evidenced by this show.
You got that, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ty. Follow up, Lori?
I said I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, we don't have time to slam everybody else. All right, we're going to Jerry in Chicago on line 9. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Spencers. I hope your 4th of July was good, and I hope you can
Excellent.
Hear me okay. My phone's acting up.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Something I wanted to ask you is, have you been experimenting with this colloidal silver from that you got from Rick, the making of it?
Yes, I have. I've done it successfully. I'm sitting here looking at a gallon total right underneath my desk. I think I might have made it too strong, but yes, I have been both making it and using it.
Okay, because I'm having a blast with it, and the best part about it is when you pass it out to your friends and family and you tell them you can use it for this, that, and other things, and they use it, and then they call you back a couple days later and tell you how well it's working. That's the the joyous part. Okay, so my mom has got a good experience from it. I did. My neighbor, just for cuts, bruises, cuts and scrapes and burns and things like that. I mean, it's unbelievable. But I just cooked a batch last night for over 8 hours, and I'm kind of saddened that it only came out to 19 parts per million.
All right. Trip, and Rick's waiting on the line, and he when he comes on after you, I guess he can probably talk about this better than I can, but I used Rick's suggestion, and I just took a tiniest pinch of Himalayan sea salt and put in it before I started cooking it, and it made all the difference in the world on the second half gallon. The first half gallon seemed like it took forever, and I just took tiniest little, maybe half a dozen grains of Himalayan sea salt and put in it, and it started making it immediately. So that might be something you want to try. It certainly won't hurt anything.
Okay, well, this batch here, I used no salt, and the other three batches I made, I used the Himalayan pink salt, and I had better numbers. So
right.
I think that experiment I am done with. And I'm looking at this stuff, and I got to be honest with you. You wouldn't want to use it. I mean, I'm pouring it through a coffee filter right now, but I'm looking at the batch in my hand. It's pretty disgusting looking, and there's a lot of sediment on the bottom. I mean, a quarter inch of sediment on a one-quart mason jar.
Wow. I didn't get that much. I did get some sediment, but I didn't get near that much.
Yeah, I'm wondering, because I'm looking at the coins, too, and I scrubbed them up real good. He gave me two silver bars with this kit. One of them is pure black. And the other one is like a grayish yellow.
Right. All I do when that happens is just wash them off with my, you know, thumb and forefinger under running water, and it wipes right off.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what I've been doing, soap and water, actually, and then drying them off with a paper towel. But, yeah, like I say, it's a hit-or-miss type thing. I mean, the first batch I made was 61 parts per million, and... Yeah, the other questionable thing is if you were to ingest this,
I'm not sure
how much is too much. I don't know if you remember that one guy out on YouTube several years ago, Papa Smurf, they called him, because the skin turned blue.
Well, from what I read in the National News report, not on YouTube, this was somebody that intentionally did that to try to get attention. I don't know if that's true, but I did read that for a fact.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine telling me about colloidal silver from this one experience of this clown that turned blue, and I says, how much was this guy ingesting? You know, everything is in moderation. So, you know, the last guy you had call in, Ty, it's kind of funny you mentioned Alex Jones. Well, turn him off. Don't listen to them. And my questionable thing is that once somebody lies to you, how many times do they have to tell you the truth before you put them back in your good graces and you can trust them? I don't think they could ever tell enough truths to be put back in your good graces once you caught them in a lie.
Right. Absolutely.
So as far as these guys are concerned, like I said, I throw them to the side. And Hagman & Hagman, when I called in last week, if you go right to their website up on the left-hand side, it says, we support Israel. Okay, what Israel do they support? These Zionist ones? So, I mean, and again, I cornered them and said, you guys claim to be investigators. Well, you have to investigate everything. Whether you like what you hear or like what you learned or you dislike it, you have to count everything. I look at it as a detective. Years ago, they used to suspect somebody of a crime and they'd have the detectives work on the background and everything else like that. Now they throw you in jail on hearsay. I'm looking at the Bundys and the Hammonds.
Right.
I mean, they've been in jail for almost two full years now and they're not charged with anything. What kind of law system is this? This is not... This is not what the Constitution was all about.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And what everybody refers to as the deep state, what I refer to as permanent bureaucrats, are, you know, they've got this desire, this motivation to project power. You know, this absolutely reminds me of something from the 90s. I believe it was either in Tucson or Phoenix. There was a federal prosecutor in his statement, and they were prosecuting a man for tax evasion. And this prosecutor says, occasionally we must make an example out of people to make this voluntary system work. You know, that was an actual statement, and I couldn't believe it. But, you know, the feds were actually admitting that, one, taxes were optional, for lack of a better word, on the federal level at least, and that he was simply making an example out of this person. And the power of the state for these bureaucrats, the deep state, they seem to have this innate need to push and project that power, whether anybody likes it or not, the Constitution be damned, Jerry.
Oh, I hear you. But they all swear an oath. They all stand up there on the day of their election or the next day, and they swear an oath with their hand up in the air and one hand on the Bible. And well, their oath is a lie. So
that's
how can
true.
You ever trust them after that if they don't follow through and do this for the people?
Oh, I'm on your side on this one, Jerry. Absolutely. You know?
So, well, with that, I hope you have a blessed weekend, and let's get to Rick. Maybe he can answer some of these questions. What do you think?
Hey, that works, Jerry. Thank you for calling, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next, we go to my friend Rick in Missouri on line 5. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Spencers. Good morning, Ty. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, all you ships at sea. Hey, with respect, I think that's a World War II thing. With respect to what Jerry's talking about, you hit it right on the head. I mean, and Jerry's an electrician, and he would he'd be the first to admit that electrodes don't necessarily find each other when there's no real good
conductivity.
It's not really a good conductor. So the smallest amount of anything, sea salt, would help. Now some people say, well, now you're colloiding salt in with your silver. Yeah, I know. But there have been guys out there doing it for 10 and 20 years with no ill effects. However, I would say this about that, and I've done this, and it works right in between using no salt and using some salt, is pour, if you're going to make a quart, take some of the silver you already made and put it into the jar with the new water, and that metal that's already in there, that silver that's already colloided, will help give
right.
you a connection between the positive and negative. So, you know, if you really don't want salt in there for some reason, you could do it that way.
Right.
And with respect to what Ty was talking about, I have it from the highest authorities, and I mean the highest, that it isn't what a man puts in his mouth that makes him dirty. It's what comes out of it. So, it's a sixth grade girl stunt to start beating the snot out of somebody, especially when they're not defending themselves. And the other thing I've noticed about defending yourself is when somebody does say something particularly ugly about you, when you go to refute it, you almost find yourself in a position where you have to say, okay, this is why this person said what they said. And now you're doing the same thing. It's like everybody's standing in a cesspool, and they won't stop splashing. You know, it's kind of what it turns into. So
I agree with you.
I tell you. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that stuff. It's just ugly no matter what. You know what they say? If you're explaining, you're losing. So I really don't care for slander. It's just a bad business. Hey, what I actually wanted to talk about was there is a fascinating YouTube that came out very recently, and it's the X-22 report, and it's got Bill Holter on it. And he's talking about something super-duper. It's very interesting, and he's talking about, of course, the debt, the inverted yield curve, and the debt crisis all over the world, especially with China. And we've just hit the curve is just passing into the negative area now. And he said that this has never happened where we don't have a recession. But what is interesting, and I want to put this on a personal level for everybody, what is interesting about this is what China has done, which is different what the U.S. has done with
right.
free money, is they put in this fantastic infrastructure using 0% interest rates, of course, and they've got roads that go nowhere and cities that don't have people, and they've used that 0% interest to build infrastructure. So, yes, when the whole thing collapses, when the whole thing crumbles, the United States basically got rid of their gold and, you know, whatever actual physical assets they had, and now we've got debt. And so the difference will be between China and the U.S. when the poop finally hits the fan is they're left with the new infrastructure, and ours is just a mess. And I would say this, on a personal level, if I said, well, I took $1,500 out of my 401k and I bought a James McCanney water filter and a Country Living grain mill and a, what is it, an All-American pressure canner. And they go, oh, my
right.
God, you spent $1,500. Oh, my God, what have you done? Well, let me tell you what I did. I diversified my portfolio. I took $1,500 and put it where the bankers couldn't get it. And I put
right.
it where I can touch it. And by the way, if I should happen to die and I'm stuck with those items, I'm going to bet $5. My kids are going to be thrilled to death to have that. Hard to say where I might have, you know, if in a crash I wind up with any money whatsoever.
Hey, Rick, hang on through the break, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
we will be back in 3 minutes. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome home. You're listening to Rural Survival with Tim and Lori Spencer here on RBN, and it is caller's choice. Number is 1-800-313-9443, and at the moment we're speaking with Rick in Missouri. Rick, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
Before I get off that subject, I think you have a nice new killer which also falls right into the same category. I mean, there's, if we have a collapse of any kind whatsoever, if you've got a piece of equipment that helps you put seeds in the ground, you've got quite the asset, I think.
I agree, and that's the reason I bought it. My daughter wanted one, suggested one, and I looked into it, and I was able to get it at 0% interest as long as it was paid off in 18 months. So,
well, you and the Chinese taking advantage of that free money. Yeah. Let's use that free money up. Yeah. Laurie, are they stacking up behind me?
Just one caller, Dan, in Hawaii, which
let me see if I can wrap this up then. There was one other thing that I wanted to talk about, and I am absolutely fascinated with this subject, is the high-intensity gardening that you can see on YouTube by Curtis Stone. And it's not so much the money these guys are making off tiny acreage. It is the amount of food these guys are producing in a small space. And so the one thing I want to mention, and then I'll get out of the way, is I am absolutely fascinated with beets. I'm on my third planting, and I know everybody says, oh, I don't think I like beets. Well, I'm actually not sure you've ever really tried them, but because I don't know why you wouldn't. And I mentioned this the other day on John's show. With the beets, it's a 38-day crop, which means, you know, you can get, if you and they grow well in the shoulder seasons. That means, you know, like spring and fall, they're good. They're good in the cold weather, but they also are fine in the heat as well, which is a little unusual. But the greens are probably as tasty and as good as the beets, maybe even better. The greens, when they're cut small, can actually be used in a salad. Some people sell it as Swiss chard, which it's part of the same family, but it's not really chard. But you can't tell the difference. It's a little green leaf with a little red vein in it. And that's very, very pleasant. Also, if you let them get bigger, you can cook them up like collard greens, you know, with a little bit of garlic oil and some sea salt and cracked pepper. That is super-duper nice.
And that's the way I like it.
Oh, yeah, that's, well, it's just probably a more of a southern thing, but I think if you, once you get onto it, you know, it's a little like spinach at that point, but it is the vitamins and minerals in those green leaves and those dark leafy greens is amazing health for you. But you get to cut, you can cut the greens off the beets as many as six times before you harvest the beets. The greens themselves will grow back about a week to 10 days. Yeah, so that would be one of the cut and come again crops. Oh, nuts.
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in approximately 2.5 minutes. A call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll finish up with Rick, and then we're going to go to Dan in Hawaii on line 9. Please stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.